The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
Good evening, everyone.
Oh, it's like a newscast.
We gathered everyone here.
This just in.
This just in. Oh, it's actually a terrible day here in the United States. Yeah. Horrible. For a hot sec before we started recording, I forgot, and I am thankful for that. Thank you for giving me that, Tracy. Because now that I'm thinking about it, I've cried 5 times mm-hmm. today, and I cried myself to sleep last night after Amendment 4 did not pass here, which means my abortion rights, you know, my reproductive rights. And I have so much to say about it, and I don't want this podcast to become about that, but it's just really sad, the fact that we as mm-hmm. women have to vote to have our rights
over our bodies
and
what we do over with them.
Our bodies, and men will never know what that feels like. And as a person that's 38 years old, that is considering that maybe I want to have kids, I am a high-risk pregnancy. And to know that I'm never here where I live, I'm not going to be protected.
It's so scary.
By the doctors and by the government, it is really scary. Like, if something happens to me, I am not the one that's going to be protected. So, I've had a knot in my throat the whole day. To the point that, it makes me not want to talk about it, but...
It's devastating, it's upsetting, and, I mean, I didn't watch anything last night, and I woke up this morning, and I was like, you know what, let me just Google, and I saw it, and I wasn't surprised, but it is disheartening, and it just put me in a mood, like, I was just... all day, you know. So we're gonna be living in The Handmaid's Tale. So
honestly, I just, like, I pray to God that I am wrong, that, you know, that I have been fed bad information, which I don't think I've been fed bad information, because I do watch the rallies. I try to, like, make the most informed decision. And it's just like, it was at that point last night that I was like, that was taken away from me like this. And then I'm like, my only hope is that we have this person, we have a female president, and this changes. And then you wake up and you're like, actually, no, now it's worse. You know, and it's just really heartbreaking as an immigrant that came here for a better life.
Yeah.
And my rights are being taken away from me. But enough, that person doesn't deserve any of my tears.
That's true.
Fuck them.
No, it's disgusting, but good to know that we have a felon as a president, so... Congratulations to those of you who voted for him. That's no sarcasm at all.
But that being said, just make sure you keep fighting the good fight, you know?
Yeah.
Keep yourself out there and stay informed, and, you know, nothing is forever.
That's true. I mean, there's been two attempts already, so, you know, a third time's the charm.
I know. At this point, I will never forget what you said to me years ago about the New Year's Eve little paper in New York, you know, that they throw. And I said to you, like, I think it was 2017, that I was like, I think I'm going to go and, like, write down mm-hmm. my wish. I'm like, do you want me to write anything down for you? And you're like, well... And I said, what is it? You're like, I just wish Trump died.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like, we don't wish.
I was going to say, I'm really not that type of person. Like, I don't wish ill on anybody. But I think he's just the exception. But
in that moment.
You know, he's like
the
Hitler of our generation, so.
Yeah. Ooh. And, like... running a campaign on, like, hate, mm-hmm. like, and discrimination, it just says so much. And it also says so much, like, about how the American system has failed their people so much that in their head, money is more important than their values, mm-hmm. you know, because they've been trained to, like, oh, money is what matters constantly. Like, I need to make money. It doesn't matter how, I just need to make it. And you know, the saddest part is that they're thinking a politician is going to make them rich. When has that ever happened?
Never.
Doesn't exist. If anything, we're going to be less rich, poor.
That's right. I mean, there's no middle class anymore. Like, you're either poverty level or you're mm-hmm. a millionaire.
And the people that are middle class is because they don't have kids. Mm-hmm. You know? Because they don't have that expense.
Yeah.
The moment they have it, poor. You know? So, it's just, like, just seeing that, like, develop, and you know, I'm like, right. Oh my god. And I was kind of ready for it, you know. I was just really disappointed in the Amendment 4 here in Florida, because it has to be over 60%, and it was like 57%. And the fact that it has to be over 60%, that's like number one. Second, we have to vote for it. I have to vote for you to be able to tell me what I can do mm-hmm. with my body. And third, the fact that people actually voted no. It's just like, if it was men that needed an abortion, they could get it in every corner and it would be free. That's all I'm thinking yeah. about. But because it's women, fuck right. them. Right. Who gives a fuck?
And I mean, unfortunately, you know? Like, women probably said no, too. Like, I think that's...
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's what's so disheartening as well, that it's like, mm-hmm. You want women to be for women. It's like, okay, well, maybe, like, mm-hmm. you know, you grapple with it for religious reasons, but, like, take that mm-hmm. out of it. I mean, there are women who get yep. raped.
Yep.
And
yep.
they don't want to carry that child, the trauma on it.
Oh, also, like, I just feel like the moment they look at the word abortion, they're thinking, oh, my God, they're, like, killing right. them. I don't know what happened years ago that's
exactly what they Yeah, you're a baby killer.
It's just, it's like, they're not thinking about miscarriages. They're not thinking about high-risk mm-hmm. pregnancies. They're not thinking about the 17-year-old that had sex for the first time and got pregnant right away and found out at the 7th week, not the 6th week, right. which is the limit here, at the 7th week. You don't even know you're pregnant until, like, the 8th mm-hmm. week, because hormones are like that, you know? So it's just garbage.
I'm sorry.
I don't even...
That's so apt, though. All of it's just trash.
It's just trash. It's trash. It's bullshit. Yeah. But, yeah, I cried a lot today. Yeah. I cried a lot last night. I cried myself to sleep. Because it is really scary. And then I woke up to, like, the worst news ever. So... Yeah, I hope that I'm wrong. I really, really hope that I'm wrong. And, you know, that's all I can hope for right now. You know, hopefully I'm wrong. And that Project 2025 is not a thing, you know, that was, like, made up by some people. I hope I am wrong. Because at this point, it's like, there's nothing else I can do. Literally, I exercise my right. I voted. And that's it. That's all I can do.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I have it. Make sure you have your passport ready in case.
Oh, we gotta. I was making a joke about Handmaid's Tale, but I mean, I'll move to Canada tomorrow. I don't want to, but I'll go if I have to. I'll move home.
Yeah.
And then I'll figure it out from there. But
I was like, I like looked at my passport today too. I was like, let me make sure that everything is okay. And everything is fine, but still I was like, okay, just in case, you never know, because everything that I've read about Project 2025, it does not look good. It's a nightmare. So let's hope we're wrong. Let's stay positive as much as we can. And somebody just poisoned me right now.
Just put me out of my misery. Yeah, you know, it's fine.
Just.
Well, they say you have to hit rock bottom, and then, you know, everything will be looking up.
To rise
up,
right?
So maybe this is our rock bottom as a nation. And, On a separate note, watched anything good lately? Yeah.
You know what I just thought? Welcome to the show.
I know.
Must
I was
going to
introduce us earlier, and I was like, we're going to get into some stuff. So, well, whatever.
So, welcome.
Yes, I'm Tracy.
We have Tracy
here. And that's
here.
Nikki.
And I'm Nikki. I don't think... Trace is, like, obsessed with Harry Potter. We can, like, watch it on a monthly basis at this point. So I put up the Christmas tree. I started putting the Christmas tree because I had a feeling of what was going to happen. So I'm, like, I'm trying constantly to make myself feel better and treat myself and, like, do something, things that are good. I even thought, I was, like, is today the day that I get a dog? Because... I just need my anxiety to go away and feeling like I'm going to throw up every 15 minutes today. So I was like, maybe I should get a dog today. I just went for a walk. And I got.
But you could be walking that dog too, though.
I know. I want to adopt a puppy. But I like went for a walk. I got breakfast. I had like a whole... dating moment for me, but Trey does love Harry Potter, so it's Christmas, so it's like it's time to I don't know why the association, but we watched first and second Harry Potter.
Not me, not Hermione,
not Hermione,
you.
He's
going to sacrifice himself the best.
Yeah, it's so good. When I make my move, the queen will take me. I love when it's like, oh no, what is it? He's going to sacrifice himself. It's so good. So good. But yeah, that's basically what I watched. There was one episode out of Shrinking, so we watched that. And obviously, Dance Moms.
I love it. Did you see?
You know, Maddie just...
Oh, sorry. I was going to say real quick. Did you see Josh Gad dressed up like Abby for Halloween?
No.
Yeah,
what?
He dressed up like Abby Lee.
This year?
Yes. Yeah.
Was he in the wheelchair? Oh, no.
That would have been amazing. That someone was like, your phone is ringing. You can't have your phone on. And he just...
wait, let me tell you. So we've been watching it, and it's like, I think it's like 7 seasons mm-hmm. now. Maddie's mom, Melissa, just announced that they're leaving, you know? And I was like, how long did this show go for? Because I stopped watching it.
Yeah.
So I like looked it up, and if I'm not mistaken, this is the season, and then she goes to jail, and then she comes back, and they record the other season. And that's when she's in a wheelchair with a wig. If people think karma doesn't exist, that lady is the epitome of what karma is. You know? Because I think at one point, like season 3 or 4, Trey told me, like, she's just getting worse and worse. And I'm like, it's true. Like, you would think it's the opposite, because she's probably getting feedback from people. Mm-hmm. that are watching it online and be like, yo, you're crazy. No, she's just getting worse mm-hmm. and worse as the seasons go by. But I didn't know that she went to jail and then she came back and recorded more. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And they show everything. Like, they kind of like, they show her having her meltdowns when she finds out. Basically, it's she hid money from the government. So,
don't mm-hmm. do that.
No, she didn't just go to jail. She got cancer too. Like, what the fuck?
Wow,
that's like the worst Devil of the whammy, worst. Baby. Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's like quadruple. That's just
coming at you from all sides. That's just really heavy.
Yikes. Yeah. What about you? Did you watch anything?
You know what? I actually feel like I watched a lot. I'm really proud.
Okay,
I'm
ready.
Okay. So, let's see. I watched the movie on Netflix, Time Cut. It was...
Okay. Did you like...
Well, I mean, it was fun because it was sort of nostalgic because it travels back in time to 2003. So I was a freshman in high school. So like some of the music. Y2K. Oh, the fashion. So, oh, I know. Terrible. What were thinking?
We did that.
Woo. It was fine. I feel like time travel movies are hard and like killer slasher movies are hard. So putting them together, task. But I mean, it was fun. I'm caught up on Shrinking, second season.
So one episode came out today, I think, because I got the notification of like Apple
TV. I haven't watched the newest episode, but up until then I'm caught up. I love Harrison Ford's character.
Such good writing.
Like, he's so funny. Such a bitter bitch. It, though. there's something else. Oh, Agatha All Along. I only have, like, 2 more episodes.
I gotta watch it. Is it all out completely?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll watch it.
So good.
I was waiting because I know I'm gonna be hooked. So I'm like, I don't want to watch it like one episode at a time.
I mean, it's good. Like the first few episodes, I mean, it's great. But like, I feel like the last couple episodes, episode 5 and 6, I was like, whoa, this is what I want, you know? So it really gets into it. But it's really good. And then just like my usual stuff, I guess. Like I've been watching British Bake Off. Comes out every Friday.
Okay.
I like baking shows. Just actually been watching a lot. Yeah, pretty proud of myself.
Love that. That's
a lot new, for me.
You know, because usually you're like, no, I'll read.
Which I am still doing. I'm still reading 2 books.
Oh, I know. I can't even stick to one.
One of them that I'm reading is The Watchers. If you'll recall, we covered in episode 30. So,
an episode 30 something. Yeah.
I can't remember, but we did discuss it. So, I'm comparing and seeing the movie versus the book. So it's interesting so far.
Okay. I like it. I like what I'm hearing. Okay. Do you finish it? No.
Oh, no. I'm only like 20% of the way through. Like, I kind of just started it. But.
Okay.
I'll let you know when I'm done.
Okay. So this.
I'll let you know.
Please. I want to know. So I was going to tell you something. So this episode comes out next week, which will be a week from Wicked. So I am so excited to watch this fucking movie. I'm so pumped. I hear Oscar buzz for both Ariana and yes. Cynthia, which is, it says so much already. And there's a documentary coming out.
That's really exciting.
And it comes out 2 days before the movie. So obviously I'm going to watch it after I watch the movie, but I have a strong feeling I'm going to go to the movie theaters like 3 times that weekend.
You're just going to sit in the same theater and they just keep showing the movie and you're like, I'm not moving. I'm just staying here.
I'd be like, one more time, please.
And again, thank you.
Yeah. There's like TikToks going on, like making sure people don't sing in the theater. Like, please do not even try. And I'm like, I agree. I'm like, I know you're going to want to, but no. You sing to yourself inside. Let us listen to the voices of these amazing singers. So and I don't know if you know this, but Ariana Grande makes all the vocals for the movie.
Yes. I did see an interview with Cynthia, and she said that she would, like, record something, send it to Ariana, and be like, how does this sound? And she was would give her notes and everything.
So Ariana mixes her own vocals herself. Like, she records all of them, and she mixes it for all her albums, or at least the last 3 albums. And they gave her that responsibility. I mean, she asked for the movie, and they were like, yeah. And I'm like, first, like, you must be really, really talented for them to trust you creatively like that. And just how you must be feeling so confident to take on that responsibility. Yeah. To be like, I fucking know what I'm doing. You know? Because, again, like, that, I don't know, I sent you that Taylor Swift video of, like, she saw a situation and then in her head she came up with a melody. I'm like, my brain doesn't work like this.
Me either.
I'm like, beep, boop, bop, beep. I'm like, what?
And I'm just like, cricket. I got nothing going on.
I'm like, these girls are so talented. Yeah. You know, it's like, I think I will always say this. If you have children, like, put them in anything that's music, because it wakes up a part of the brain that is asleep if you don't use it, you know? So I think that's so, I think because they were in music since they were little, that's why their brains are so fucking smart. I can't get over, like, this new generation, you know, of stars, of talented people, of artists.
Definitely.
It's so impressive.
For sure.
But we'll definitely watch, and we will be covering Wicked in the podcast, which is really, really exciting. I'm super pumped about that. I cannot fucking wait. I can't wait to watch it. I wish I could go the day before, but I have to teach Thanksgiving Day, so I'll probably just go Friday and then Saturday.
And then Sunday, and maybe Monday at some point.
Yeah. And then I'll just live at the movie theater.
Just, like, set up a cot there and be like, you already know. I'm here for Wicked.
And then Trey comes in and he's like, I'm so sorry, guys. She says she doesn't want to come back home.
She said, there's no place like home, which is the theater for me right now.
I'm like, I just need the yellow brick road, guys. Somebody, please. But yeah, I'm really excited about that. So it's going to be on Peacock. It comes out November 20th, if I'm not mistaken, because Wicked comes out November 22nd. So I say watch it, but watch it after you watch the movie, because I think it's like better order.
Right. Because I want to experience the movie with like the set and all of that. Like, I don't want to see behind the scenes. Like, I want to feel the magic first. You know, and then tell me all the tricks and everything. That's fine, but I'm not gonna watch it before.
I agree, 100%, 100%. I think that's it. Do you have anything else that we should? Okay,
no, I'm ready.
So, oh man, what we're covering today? Woof.
Yeah, like Harrison Ford. Woof.
Woof.
Yeah.
For real.
It's heavy.
So we're covering today a heavy documentary. That's the right word to use. It's called Sweet Bobby, My Catfish Nightmare. I'll give you like a quick overview and then we can dive into it. So it's a documentary that dives into an elaborate and disturbing catfishing scheme that left lasting impact on its victim, Kirat Ashi. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm so sorry, Kirat. The story explores how Kirat was deceived by someone she trusted, a family member who led her on a convoluted path of lies, manipulation, heartbreak, and over a period of years. I was going to say time, but no. This was a long...
It was a long time. So
decade.
10 fucking years.
10 fucking years. Okay, so let's just go for it. So first, I knew it was a catfishing story. I just didn't know it was going to be that bad. Obviously, I'm watching it. I don't know if you feel like I was judging all the way. I was like, oh my God, how could you not see the signals? But I also kind of like kept forgetting about her cousin. And then I was like, wait, no, but her cousin knows the guy. So, you know, but you want to go from the beginning. So we have Kirat and Bobby, they basically meet through a mutual friend and a family member through Facebook, which, if you think about it, was 2014?
Might have been a little bit
2013, before that, something like that.
When this like ended versus now, it's already been like another 5 years. So it's probably like 2009.
Okay.
2010.
And now, like, if you think about it now, meeting someone on Facebook is the creepiest shit in 2024.
Yeah, no, like, that's not happening.
I don't even accept friend requests there. I don't even go on that platform.
Does anybody besides, like, sorry, like, older people really use Facebook? I don't think so.
Yeah, some people actually do, because sometimes I go there and I'm like, oh my God, at first I forgot you existed. Second, why are you still posting these statuses? Right,
it's honestly, we could probably say like the same five people out of the, you know, hundreds of friends who post.
That's true.
That's it. So it's such a small, small population, really. But yeah, I mean, in 2009.
Well, yeah, so if you think about it now... Yeah, if you think about it now, you're like, that I was judging because of that. You know, I'm like, well, if you think about it back then.
Everybody was on Facebook.
15 years ago. I literally had only been on Facebook for 2 years. Right. At that time, because I think I got it like 2007.
And it was great because, yeah, they had the messaging. Like
right before going to school. So they meet through that, and then, which is so fucked up to me, they are chatting with each other friendly. There's nothing else. And then she runs into him at a bar, at a club. And she's like, hey, it's me. And he obviously has no idea who she is. And in that moment in the documentary, you can go either way. I said, he's either pretending or someone else is using his picture, you know, pretending to be right. him. So,
because she brushed it off like, you have any, well, you know, it's loud in here. He's been drinking, like,
drunk.
You know, you get a little disoriented with the flashing lights, and he's with his friends. She was with, I guess it was her friend's hen do, which is basically like a bachelorette party. So she's doing her own thing. And it had only been a few months anyway that they were just chatting. So it wasn't anything serious yet either. Yeah. That's the thing, too, is like it wasn't too far into it.
And he was dating someone, too.
Not just dating. I think he was married.
Or married.
Yeah, he was married at this point. So that's why she was like, oh, you know, like, it's fine, whatever. Like, I'm not going to worry about it.
And then it just gets a little bit more intense. He goes through this... he goes through this divorce, and she's also going through, like, a tough time.
She has, like, an on-again, off-again relationship with her significant other, and she's been with him since she was, like,
who she's been dating.
And thinking that she's going to marry this person.
Red flag.
That she's going to marry this person. Also, we have to keep in mind that she's from a Sikh community. So, like, they, you know, how relationships work for them, and... their culture.
Their culture is completely different.
So I have to keep that in mind, too.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, it's... we can judge that a lot, but some people do marry the people that they've been dating since they were 18. I do not recommend that. I think you are, first, so young, and you need to, like, grow on your own and be independent for a while and... you know, find your way. And then if it's for you, it'll be for you. But, you know, some people do. I don't know how that happens, but but it does.
Some people,
even if you're not in that religion or culture, you know, some... it's just...
Right, some people marry their high school sweethearts. And some people, it lasts. Like, when you know, and good for them. But I agree with you. I think... the person that I am now, I wasn't even that person 5 years ago. Like, we're constantly evolving and changing.
And the reason is because...
and
it's,
it has to do with life experiences. And it gives you that. And I think dating is so important, and dating different people, because you get to know what you want in a partner.
And not dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I was judging it. I was like, you know what? I should not, you know, it's a whole different world. I was never like that and never thought that I would be like that. But, you know, it's a different culture. It's also, I think she was comfortable with that guy. You know, she even said, like, they would kind of break up and then every time she would try to move on, he would, like, come back.
Zombie. Is that what it's called? When they, like, sort of
piece of shit
ghost
asshole.
On you and then they come back. They rise from the dead.
Well, I didn't know that. I just called them assholes.
But it's just like they can sniff it out. They're like, oh, I think she's getting over me. Let me message her. Let me call her. And then it's like, she said she's a very loyal person, so... he called and it was like, okay, then you just sort of fall into the same shit again until, all right, it doesn't work.
Yep.
But, I mean, I am surprised because didn't at one point she said that he had proposed and she said no?
Yeah, I think she said no because she kind of knew it was, like, unstable.
But that's, I mean, I'm kind of surprised.
That's brave of her, and she just didn't, she didn't want him.
When you know, you know. But you don't want to be with somebody either.
Exactly, exactly. You also know that part. So, yeah, just, like, thinking that she went from that relationship for so long to kind of have this, like, online relationship with someone that you don't know what it is, because I feel like... we were friends, you know, but it's like, I don't know. I feel like you don't talk to someone, because she was saying all the things that they say to each other, like, on a day-to-day, you know. this is like after, you know, he's like getting divorced and, you know, she broke up with the guy and like, oh, we were friends. We were like constantly talking and all this stuff. And then there's like a silence on his part for a few months.
And then wait, doesn't he come back and he says,
and then he texts her and he's like, I'm engaged.
And I think she was a little bummed. I got the impression that she was kind of upset. Like she said in the message, oh, I'm so, so happy for you. But I think she was a little like,
I mean, the whole thing was so misleading in that sense. And like the, before him getting engaged, that's why I was like, you know, like they said, like, oh, yeah, we were friends. I'm like, yeah, are you friends? You know, like when you are in contact with that one person constantly online, you know,
you have things in common and
you're going to develop feelings.
And he's good looking, you know? And he was successful. Like he's a cardiologist consultant, you know, so he has a good job. And I mean, he had a lot of qualities that you would look for in a partner. And then on top of it, it's like he was he seemed invested in her life, you know, like, how are you? How is your job going? And she was doing very well with her job. She was, you know, busy and doing marketing. Her marketing thing. Mm-hmm. And she has a radio show. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, yeah, I feel like, how could you not have some sort of feelings?
So he says like, hey, like he sends that picture, I'm engaged, oh, you should like, you know, meet her, whatever. And then like she's like, oh yeah, whatever. And then like she was supposed to go to her wedding and then like there was a family thing, so she couldn't.
Which when you think about it,
when you think about it,
that was the weekend that she was busy.
Exactly. So I guess what happens later is that he gets like in a car accident and then he goes to
he gets shot into six times
custody. Oh, right.
Yeah. Facebook post saying that because he splits his time between London and Kenya for his work. And he was in Kenya, and he was shot six times. So he is in the hospital, and it was like touch and go, and they didn't know if he was going to make it. And he also, she's talking with Bobby's friends, too. Don't ask me what their names are. But they have a group chat and everything. So it's like she is getting updates from his friends saying, this happened. He's in surgery, whatever. And then, we think like he's going to be recovering, but he can't speak. He's lost his vocal cords. Like he isn't able to talk.
I should not laugh.
But also, it's like when. But at the same time, I'm trying to like put myself in her shoes, though. And it's like, okay, like you can kind of maybe buy it because there were pictures. Right. And I think there was like an article about him getting shot and then him in the hospital bed. And you think you're talking to his friends and they're backing all of this up, and so you're going, okay,
it's just, yeah, honestly for me, it's just really like, it's maybe it's also because we are, first, we were not her age in 2009, you know,
And catfishing was like not really a thing. So
exactly. And we've had this whole social media exposure for, I want to say, 18 years now. So we know better. So I don't want to laugh about it, but I do laugh because for me, it's far-fetched. Ridiculous. But for her, it was just, but for me also, like, I think it was so many signals, you know, there was too many signals of, first, why are they reaching out to you when he's been shot? Mm-hmm. Which is so, and through Facebook.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I'm like, why are, like, and then, I don't know, it was just, that whole thing was like, you know, but then.
Wait, was it her cousin?
Even when I was.
Simran, who was like, oh my gosh, Bobby. Yeah. So.
That's true. I forgot about that. So it's a trustworthy mm-hmm. person. But I'm also like, I'm a bitter bitch. So I'd be like, I'm sorry.
I don't
like,
trust nobody.
You know, we talked a few times online. Yeah. So I can't, I'm so sorry that's happening to him.
Right.
You know? But that's, again, I'm not Kirat. I'm not in her culture. I don't know. And then Trey kept getting upset. He's like, I can't fucking believe this. I can't believe she believes that this is happening. I'm like, it's hard to judge a person's choice in that moment, because if you think about it, for her to be so trustworthy, like for her to just trust them fully, there was a reason behind it. We don't know her as a person. We don't know how good of a human being is, because I have a strong feeling she's a happy person, trusts everyone. You know, she's probably one of these people that believe in the good in the world.
Takes the benefit of the doubt. And yeah.
You and I are fucking
right. I'm the opposite side of that spectrum. I don't trust nobody. Exactly. I hate everybody. Exactly. Everybody's out for themselves. No one has good intentions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So, you know, it's just really hard to, you know, be like, right. Oh, yeah, like, she should have realized that. I'm like, well, there must be something about her character that she believes that this is actually real.
And also, I forget how much time has lapsed since they started talking. It's been at least like
two to three years.
So you figure she feels like she has some sort of friendship with this person. And then her cousin tells her, mm-hmm. so why would it be a lie? She doesn't have any reason to question it. Because so much time mm-hmm, has passed. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good chunk of time. And you've sort of built mm-hmm. this foundation of trust.
Yeah. And then the protective...
The witness protection?
Witness protection. It's like, this is... I also wish, because I know she's a smart mm-hmm. girl. It's just, you see, I can say all these things. I'm like, why didn't you Google more about witness mm-hmm. protection? You know, you can't really talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know this from watching shows, but again, I can't say like why she's the victim here. You know, they did mm-hmm. this to her. So, and again, there was a connection, a tangible connection. My cousin knows this person, you know, so it's really hard to say these things, but I was like screaming
The profiles of his friends, like they have hundreds of friends and they're posting statuses all the time, so it's like these seem like
there was no real people too there.
So it's like have multiple confirmations of these events. So again, mm-hmm. like you're not going to question mm-hmm. it. Like you have people who are there who are seeing him. Okay, like it has to mm-hmm. be true. Like why would they lie?
Yeah.
Ugh, I know.
Okay, so he's in witness protection. And because he's in witness protection, he kind of like his relationship with his wife, quote unquote, falls apart. So he divorces her, and they're just talking every day, and suddenly he's like, I love you more than anything. And, you know, I like that she was honest about it. She was like, I didn't know what to say. She was caught off guard with that fucking I love you. Like,
I mean, it's probably conflicting for her too, because, I mean, on one side of it, oh, I thought we were just friends, and like, you're out of your marriage recently. Like, I don't want to be a rebound. Yeah. And, but also, well, maybe I do have feelings for you, so that is very flattering.
Yeah.
Probably so many things. Mm-hmm. So many things that she's feeling. I feel so bad for her.
100%. 100%. Also, like, the years wasted, you know, it's...
I mean...
Because it's so deceiving to be... you know, lied to like that. But then thinking about the time that she spent day to day, day in and day out. And then, you know, when he like starts, like they start doing calls, which her cousin is a psychopath. She must have the worst issues because they didn't touch on like virtual sex, but I'm sure this was happening, you know, and because it's what, like 3-4 years of him quote unquote calling her through Skype, and he would just type
because he can't talk,
and she would like
vocal
talk
cords
to him.
Are fucked up,
exactly,
so he can only
because
be like
his vocal cords and to think that this girl was just they're listening.
That's my thing. Like, they're Skyping and he doesn't show his face. Like, I don't care that you can't talk, but I still want to see you.
Well, because witness protection, he's not supposed to. I'm like, in witness protection, you're not supposed to do
anything.
Right,
like, you shouldn't be on the Skype
calls. You are in a
cave. Yeah, you're already, like, breaking the rules. So what difference does it make if it's, like, just for 30 seconds, let me see your face? What difference is that going to make? So, yeah, I would have been a little bit more adamant about that. Like, I have to see you.
Yeah.
And, again, with the sexual thing, when the producers asked her, like, did you do anything? And she said, well, that's a bit personal. And I'm like, girl, you're talking about everything else. Like,
I mean, I think she doesn't say it because that's the most embarrassing part. But it's also like, if you think about it, your cousin did this.
Female
to you.
Cousin.
And what kind of like, if your female cousin did this, what level of psychopathy? I don't even know if that's a word. Psychopathy.
Yeah.
Is that a word? I don't know. Whatever. What level do you have of that in your brain for you to do something like that? To somebody you know.
It's heartless, is what it is.
It's...
like, you have no empathy, no sympathy. I don't think you know how to love.
Like, you need to go to jail.
And therapy.
But we'll get to that. Well, yes, but you don't deserve to have a normal life, or at least you deserve to have 15 years wasted of your life, and then you can come back to society.
And, yeah, my thing, too, is, like, she knew that Kira wanted to have children, that she wanted to get married, settle down, and have a family, and you took away the most important years for her to do that.
Mm-hmm. Talking about that, when she said that they were out getting coffee and she would reply to the text through the Apple Watch, the cojones that bitch had to do something.
And it's
like
funny because you feel like most people are like, hey, who are you talking to? Who are you texting?
Which just gives you the care, like, what kind of person Kira is. Like, she trusts people.
Exactly.
Like, that's all I'm thinking about, because I would be that bitch. I'd be like,
yeah,
who are you
be
texting?
Like, oh, you, I'm like, sure, you got a man, or like, what's going on? Like, even I'm
giving the tea. I'm
tease them about it at least. Yeah, nothing. She was probably like, well, whatever. It's probably work or her mom.
And why her? Why did she choose her?
I think because she knew how trusting she was and how kind. She probably just saw an easy target, which is so terrible.
Well, let's talk about the part that he says that he's coming to London. He's out of witness protection,
how many years later?
You're out of witness protection and you're coming back home. Not to a different country to live a normal life outside. No, you're coming back home where people know you. Made no fucking sense.
Oh, at this point, she's like quit her DJing job, her radio job.
And she has lost so much weight because she has become so miserable, controlling.
Like, she's withdrawn from her family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
relationship has consumed her because she said he was calling all the time. He was messaging all the time. And it was like, if she didn't respond right mm-hmm. away, he's blowing up at her, you know, like, why aren't we answering my calls? Uh-huh. It's so
saying that she was flirting in the radio show.
Oh, right. And then his like friends on Facebook basically being like, yeah, you were being like overly friendly and that's not appropriate.
Oh my God. Okay, so he finally flies into London. He doesn't want to see her.
Oh, I just need a few more days. Because
he doesn't really exist. So she finally hires a private investigator.
That's when you know, like,
and
you're at your wit's end.
It's
you don't know what else to do.
She hires. And it took that private investigator like less than 24 hours, I feel like. The next day. It was like,
here's his address.
She shows up to the house of the actual Bobby. The real one.
Mm-hmm.
Not the fake one, which was her cousin. The real one. And he's like, who the fuck are you? And then you see, what was the name of the wife?
Zinaj?
Something. Yes, so the wife shows up. The kid
is there too.
Which, they have a baby.
Oh, that was the other thing too, that he was like,
she had resented him.
Right, like,
because of that.
My ex-wife is pregnant. And she's like, well, okay, fine. Like, I want you to be happy and to be a father, but you can't talk to this woman anymore. So, she thinks she's showing up. And here he is at his ex-wife's place with the baby, thinking, mm-hmm. this asshole's been lying to me and he's been here this whole time and he's with her mm-hmm. and he doesn't want to see me. So she's just coming off and looking like a crazy woman. I feel so bad.
Like a crazy. And then like when the wife goes up with the kid and she starts getting a call from Bobby and he's like, it's
obviously not me. Like, I'm not calling you.
And she's thinking it's the wife making this happen.
Mind
games.
Because
at this point, it's like a fucking, mind fuck is what it is. Like, she's like, what the fuck is going on? And
10 years.
When he, oh God.
Oh
my God. That is.
The games, the psychological
games. And then when they're outside and she calls her cousin, mm-hmm. you know. And he's like, let me talk to her, you know, and she is
like, oh, she's just confused.
Telling her like, she's just confused. And then she tells her like, you need to go. Yeah. And then she says to her, it was me. Like, I
would have had like an out of body experience at that point. Like, I would be like, is this real life?
I would have beat her ass.
Yeah.
And I'm so sad that the documentary didn't show her face because I want her life ruined.
Yeah. I mean, she says, oh, well, I was a schoolgirl when this started.
Okay. 10 years have passed by. And she went quiet for a while, which means she probably let that shit go. But then she went back mm-hmm. to it. And also, you create all these characters, 60 fucking characters to do your dirty ass game.
And it's crazy the time that it would have taken her. Because that's the thing, like, you're in school. So what, you're high school and then college, and then she's starting her career. Because remember, she flies to New York and gets Bobby's shirt. So she's mm-hmm. now an adult traveling for work. So it's like, you have a life. And yet you're orchestrating all of this. My God, fucking I post for this podcast and I'm tired.
Like, exactly.
I don't even post on my own social media. Like, I can't do it. How are you but having 60 profiles that look like they're active and you're posting statuses and pictures and...
You're interacting them with each other. You're also messaging her, calling
multiple
her,
times.
Having sex with her.
And nobody knew.
That's why I say there must be a level.
Like her parents, like here. Nobody knew that she was doing. That's insane.
They didn't tell us that.
Like nobody said, like, who are you calling all the time? Who are you? Nobody? Did she not have any friends?
That's true. But there must be a level of fuckery in her head.
Oh, for sure.
It's just for you to go that deep in and just like spend your days like that in and out day mm-hmm. and night. Like I keep thinking about it and I'm like, oh my God, yeah. Like
it's like psychological torture that she did to her. So like the fact that Bobby calls the cops and he tells them, and then I guess they call Kirat and they tell her, like, okay, you should go to your police department and file. And she mm-hmm. does. And they go, oh, no, we can't help you. We can only...
Yeah, because she's not the victim. The victim is him.
Like, stolen identity. Which yeah, the laws need to change for online stalking, catfish, like, all of this. It's harassment and, I mean... fraud, like, I'm sure there needs to be laws. Because it's, yeah. That's insane. How can you say, a relationship in person and someone is manipulative, emotionally, physically, mentally.
I don't know how it works online,
just because it's not physical, but you have those other elements that it's not considered abuse. I don't know. And yes, that's true.
She should have filed a lawsuit. So
I don't know how their laws work.
That's the thing. I'm like, I don't know how it works there, but she should file a lawsuit against
something.
Her.
I mean, I think she filed a civil suit, and Simran had to pay her some money, and she had to write an official apology. Right, it doesn't give me back the 10 years of my life and my trust in people. Like, I'm sure that's got to be gone.
The amount of therapy Kirat is going to need for the rest of her life is just, how is she supposed to find a partner ever? I wouldn't trust anybody.
And at this point, she's 44, and it seemed like at the documentary that she's not dating anybody. I mean, she doesn't have kids. Yeah, no, me either. Are you kidding me? Fuck no. I haven't had any of those things happen to me. My trauma on the dating scale is way below that. And even I'm like out of the game. So for her.
No, yeah. I can't imagine. I can't fucking imagine what she.
Someone that you love and trust and is so close to you and. You're going to them with these things. And see, that's the thing, too. She had so many opportunities to cop up to it and be like, I have to come clean. I'm so sorry. Like, this has been... It's me. I'm Bobby. But she didn't.
And she kept saying, I felt so bad because I was bothering her. You know, when she was like, I kept texting her. Oh, right. You know. I was like, oh, my
girl,
God.
Girl, she's bothering you. She's pretending to be somebody.
She's fucking you up. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm just like a little traumatized by it. I do hope the laws change. You're right, Tracy. They should be 1,000% changed. I like when they show these situations because, you know, it makes people a little bit more skeptical about trusting anybody online. I mean, obviously, people are more aware of it now that it's been years. But I'm sure this is still happening out there, so, you know.
Well, especially because we have the, you know, younger kids now who are going online. And, I mean, there are, you know, some parental restrictions and whatnot. But still, I mean, you can go on to, like, crosswords.com and you, like, play with a team member and you can message them. And it's like, how do you know that that's not a 60-year-old man who's being a perv? So it's like, shit seems innocent, but... Yeah,
I think about it, and it's just so dangerous out there, you know? It's dark.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's really dark, and I'm just glad we didn't grow up with any of that.
Yeah, thank not to the level that it's at now. Definitely not, yeah.
I hope she finds love again. Me too. I really do. I hope she, you know, gets as much help as she can. I think this is something that's going to be, like, daily work to overcome, you know. I feel so bad for her parents and her dad that was like, I can't believe nobody told me. You know, they kept him in the dark for a long time. I think he would have been the voice of reason, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
He would have stopped this from before because there's a reason why they didn't tell him.
I know that's another thing too, is like Simran was pretending with the mom and like sending messages on WhatsApp like, oh, what are you gonna cook tonight? What are you making? Well, when I become your son-in-law, I'll cook for you. You fucking psycho. I'm sorry. Now it's not just your cousin, it's your aunt.
Oh God.
I just find no excuse for that behavior. Like, what's you ruin someone's life.
Completely.
For your entertainment too. Completely. Like, it wasn't like for any
Yeah, because you were
bored. Like, you weren't getting back at her because she did something terrible to you. Like, you just did it.
Grab a book. Read a book.
I mean, do something else online. I don't know. Watch porn or something. I don't care. Just, like,
maybe stop creating
fake
Facebook. You don't have to ruin anybody's life.
Oh, my God.
My God.
I could never.
But I'm telling you, it's the psychological manipulation that psychopath did to other people is just, there must be something in that brain that's not
her
okay.
Chemistry. And that's what I want to know. There's an imbalance there for sure. Like, there are synapses that are not
what it is.
Firing.
Because, like, it's what you were saying. Like, she had a life and she still found all this time to create these characters and, you know, be a manipulative boyfriend and toxic, you know, and shame her and guilt her and for nothing. I'm like, what is this? Like, you didn't, I don't, it's really hard for me to understand, right? Like, the fact that
it's like one thing, you know, with people with online gaming, you know, and they like sitting in their home and they enter this fantasy world and whatever. But the thing is, like, you usually don't meet those people in real life. Whereas, like, she's taking this situation into the real world. Oh, I brought Bobby's t-shirt from New York. It's sprayed with his aftershave. Like, that just is a whole other level of, like, okay, you're in this you're in this fantasy, and then bringing it into your everyday life. I mean, I just can't understand that. Yeah, that level of, it's insane.
Yeah, what is
that? It's, yeah, it's,
I want to know her childhood. I want to know a lot of things.
Yeah, and you know what, I bet the funny thing is, like, I bet her parents are very sweet people. You know, like, they have family dinners on Sunday and what, like, so that's why I say, like you said, it's got to be a chemical imbalance.
It's also like sounds like attention seeker, like it sounds like many, many things, but the manipulation of it is what drives me nuts. Like, I feel like she just wanted to have control over someone.
I get the sense that she was probably not thin and not very pretty. Maybe bullied in school, didn't really have a lot of friends, was lonely, and that's
a profile, right, there.
Because then it's like, how do you gain control over your life when you feel like you have no control? You bring it into this online realm, and it's like, well, okay, how can I do that? My cousin is in this terrible relationship, and my, you know, boyfriend that she wasn't even with him anymore, JJ.
She wasn't.
Oh, he has an older brother, Bobby. Oh, they're like the same age. Oh, that'd be perfect. I'll just like, and maybe it just like got carried away with it. Maybe it just sort of.
For 10 years.
Maybe it. I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm like,
if you did that for a few weeks. I'm going to play
devil's advocate, though. I'm like, okay, whatever. Maybe she just created Bobby and it was platonic at first. You know, I'm married, like, whatever, we're just friends. And then it just, like, went in a whole other direction. Like, it was fun for her. And she's like, oh, well, like, I like the attention I'm getting.
She took a break. I'm like, what happened in that break that you decided to come back?
Yeah.
You know, there was a moment she said, we didn't talk for a while. You know, and then he was like, I'm engaged. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what happened? Like, it, just give me those details. I wish, I mean, they did ask her to be interviewed. She said, no, of course. Yeah. But yeah, I want to know what was going on in her head.
I really Unless didn't. It was tactical. Like, she was like, I'm going to, like, leave it for a little bit. So that she'll really want me.
Could be, because a person that creates 60 profiles on Facebook that are fake could also do that. So,
like, it was part of her game.
A person that does that have all types of time.
Because that's the thing, too, is, like, as a woman, emotionally, you usually know how a woman would react. So she had that advantage of knowing, oh, if I say this certain thing or whatever to, you know, pull her along. And, like, knowing her on a personal level, too. I don't know. It's just all so fucked up.
Yeah, she... A lot of advantage in that. Like, she knew her personally. So, it's like, oh, I'm gonna bring up everything she likes.
Yeah. You know?
The sending of the flowers, I can't.
I mean...
So frustrating.
I have no words. That's just, talk about a long con. You know, when people go into these cons and it's just years and years and years and years. Like Saltburn. That's a long con, you know?
Yeah. Sucks everything out of it.
Slowly. Right, because you would figure, like, after 6 months. Who knows? Don't you feel like you get bored, or you'd be like, I'm so busy, I can't keep up with this. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And she's like a vice president at a bank or something. Like, she's not a stupid person who's unambitious. Yeah. Like, she career-wise was doing well. So it's doesn't have any time on her hands. You do. You're busy. So I think that's probably what makes it worse too. It's not like you were just bored.
I like keep thinking about it. Do you have like any interesting facts?
I don't.
No. It's the same. Like, I looked her up. I know they don't want to give a lot. I'm just mad that they're respecting her privacy.
Right.
I'm like, you should not. She did not respect her cousin. Why would you respect her privacy?
Yeah, no, I agree. I know. She's like, oh, people are being so defamatory toward me online. It's like, yeah, because you fucking ruined. Like,
bitch, we got the receipts.
You ruined someone's life.
Because she was like, they're lying.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
She ruined someone's life, and she's also saying, like, they're lying. I'm like, there's receipts everywhere.
Yeah, because she took snapshots of everything, and, I mean, whatever she could save, I'm sure she did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She downloaded all the conversations, took all those profiles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know, and actually, I'm going to make a confession. I listened to the podcast when this came out a few years ago.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So I didn't know who it was, but still, just, like, watching it and just remembering, like, all the shit that happened to this poor woman. I mean, it doesn't make it any less impactful, you know what I mean? So, but it was good. So if you have a chance, go listen to the podcast too. I forget what it's called, but.
I probably will. I love those. Okay, so final thoughts. I really like the documentary. I love. I also like that she is telling her story. It's about what happened to her. It's not about anything else. And I really appreciate that, because I feel like the more these stories are told, the more aware people
will
be.
And I think at this point, that's, you know, like, her goal, you know, like, she just wants to prevent this and maybe hopefully make some laws in the process so it doesn't happen to other people.
Yeah. Maybe she'll meet somebody that saw her on Netflix.
Yeah.
And that person was like, yeah, I love you. I'm going to go find her. And then she finds love.
I choked on my spit like you did last
week. But.
Sorry. That actually would be amazing if it was like she did find love out of this. Finally, it happens for her.
Full circle.
Yeah. I hope so, because.
And they already have kids, and their partner passed away, so she becomes a mom immediately. I just wrote the rom-com.
That actually would be kind of amazing.
Of the year.
That's true. I mean, at this point, because she's, what, 44? So if she found someone around her age range, and yeah.
And the kids are toddlers. So they end up calling her
there's
mom.
There's still time for her to raise them as her own.
That's true. Yes. Universe, do your thing.
That's good.
Yeah, I really liked it. And I do recommend. 2 thumbs up for me. Yay!
Oh my god.
Okay, so we give it 2 thumbs up.
Yeah.
Again, here we go.
And it's short, too. It's only like 1 hour and 20 minutes.
That is true. So it's, it's easy. It's easy to watch.
Yeah. It goes by fast, too. Like,
it goes by fast.
I was in it. Even though I knew what was going to happen, I was in it.
Your jaw's going to be on the floor.
Yeah.
And it's her telling her story. So
she does it well, too, you know, because it's like, just here are the facts of what was happening, but also emotionally, like, where she was, too, which I think sometimes that's hard to do when you're retelling a story. But I think she keeps it very much like, okay, these are the facts of what was happening, of what I was feeling. And I don't feel like she lets, obviously, what the end result is of knowing who it was, affect what was happening at the time, which I give her credit because it would have totally been a bias in my storytelling.
Yeah.
I was told,
I would have been an asshole the whole time.
I've been like, this fucking guy, Bobby. So I thought,
sick of him.
Right. I thought she did, you know, an amazing job telling her side of the story. And, like, her parents are so cute. And even her other cousin, too. Her other cousin who was interviewed.
When she said, I had told him personal stuff because she's a doctor.
Asking for medical advice. And she's like, I was a minor at the time. Yeah, it's like, you're not telling me that you can't.
How can they not go to jail for this?
That's the thing. Like, how is there not some sort of law in place? And the day and age that we're living, like, with online predators and online stalking and the trolling and all that. Like, there needs to be another department that's set up, and we need to get rolling with it.
Just working on that.
Yeah.
Hey, so, we can't say anything. The new president is a rapist, so.
But this takes place in England, so they need to.
Just gentle reminder. No, remember, he went to New York.
What,
for Trump? Witness protection.
Oh, right. Oh, so sorry. I forgot. Yeah, he was in New York.
Right. Oh, God. Well, I guess that's it, guys. We covered that. We covered it, I want to say, pretty quickly. I do want to say that we start holiday season next week.
Ding, 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 ding. Those are the jingle bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. It's happening.
I know. You know what? Fuck it. Like, it is a little early because some people go, oh, it's not Christmas until after Thanksgiving. You know what? Off of my parade. Like, Christmas starts
also,
now.
Also, whoever said that, they've never been in the DR because it starts October 1st, baby.
That's true. Well, I used to say that. Not gonna lie.
Really?
But the world is trash. So, you know what? Like, let's start the Christmas season now because it's supposed to be about joy and giving and doing things selflessly and love and about family and friends. So, let's just go with it.
Yeah, girly pop, my Christmas tree is up and at 'em.
So. I'm, like, gonna put ours up this weekend. So, I'm right behind you.
It's so fun. It's so fun. And I can't wait to buy more decoration because we moved, we got rid of a lot of shit. So I'm like, I need more stuff.
Yes, you do.
I found one of your ornaments. You have an ornament that's yours. We have the pickle. And we have one from Alyssa. It's a snowman. But I think that one is, like, you've had that one for a while. I have it in the tree. I put it there. This is for Tracy.
It's like I'm there.
Yeah, I'm like, this is Tracy's Christmas, and it's your birthday on Christmas, so
it is.
I'm gonna be flashing. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you review, comment, subscribe, follow us on all the social medias, aka TikTok and Instagram. Oh, and YouTube too, and. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh!